advice for the closet developer. And in the grand old tradition of computer science, we are going to start the items with the number 0. 0. You're bigger than any company, and you know this. As a closet developer, you know that you don't have to work for the man. You're your own boss, and you know something else about software. You know that software does not exist unless you create it and design it and develop it and run it. Number 1, arrogance, avoidance of. Now you're a successful closet developer and you've delivered an application that runs on the App Store and it has thousands of users. But you can't afford to be really not listening to other people's opinions or trying to enforce your opinions above all, above their own, those of your users' valid opinions, which are equally valid. In the long term, the arrogance will hurt you. And what you will probably have in the short term is compliance. But then what happens after you leave? They will go back and do as they've done before. And you won't have initiated or caused them to change their ideas. Number 2, in relation to number 1, listen to the experts. So you're quite luckily, you've developed software that runs and you probably have experimented against betaware or nearly release code or runtime or a set of APIs, and you are an early adopter or an innovator and you've created great software, and then you hit an issue and that starts an argument or a hefty discussion, a heavy discussion on a mailing list somewhere, and it raises the cackles of an expert developer who usually works for the company who's responsible for the runtime. So why on earth would you not listen to that expert developer, either him or her? They're telling you how the thing actually runs, how your API actually runs. It's up to you. Number 3, manage your expectations. Your expectations have to be managed. You can't possibly develop for thousands of users without limiting their and your own expectations. Number 4, in order to produce number 4, maintain discipline, which is related to 0, item 0. You're bigger than any other company. You have to be agile in the way you produce software, and you know this as closet software developers in the first place. Number 5, be agile in your life experience. And I say this because, as someone once said, have you been outside, man? The graphics are amazing. So really get a life as well as work hard. Try the agile manifesto and the philosophy in your own life or hobbies or habits and behaviors. My name is Peter Pilgrim, and I have a blog at http://jroller.com/Peter_Pilgrim, PETER_PILGRM. And I bid you good day. Bye for now.